The remarkable voice of Dame Joan Sutherland has flooded London's Westminster Abbey during a rare and prestigious Thanksgiving service for the late opera star. The 83-year-old Australian died at her Switzerland home in October last year. More than 2,000 fans, family and dignitaries, including Prince Charles, packed the Abbey. London correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
The echoes of the quintessential prima donna washed over her fans. Former director of the Royal Opera House, Sir John Tooley, told the story of a shy, ungainly star in the making.
Joan had also started piano lessons and later tried to join the choir on her enrolment at St Catherine's School for Girls, but was rejected because it was said she sang too loudly and would drown the other girls.
Fans from all parts of the globe won tickets through a ballot to bid adieu to the woman Luciano Pavarotti described as the voice of the century.
Many memories of seeing her performances at Covent Garden.
The utter warmth of that voice and the incredible technique and the fact that the high notes were, I mean, they didn't sound like high notes.
I was at Joan's debut in 1961 and at most of her performances at the Metropolitan Opera, so of course I had to be here for this, you know.
We thought we'd like to come and say goodbye because she was la stupenda. What else?
Her husband, Richard Bonning, says he's been overwhelmed by the outpouring of public grief since his wife's death and by the joy her voice brought so many people. She credits him as the architect of her career, having steered her from a Wagnerian soprano to the bel canto repertoire. One of the new generation of sopranos, Velda Wilson, was chosen to pay tribute to the late star. She says it was surreal going from playing the princess in a Puss in Boots children's opera to standing in front of 2,200 people in Westminster Abbey.
The sense of occasion, the actual people that were in the room, it was the real hoi polloi of the music world. So it was, I was a bit worried I was going to have a cardiac at one point. I sat down after one of the songs and my heart's going dung, 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 dung.
She says Australia has a lot of talent following in Dame Joan's footsteps.
I don't know, maybe it's something to do with the big open spaces, but we seem to produce a lot of good big clear voices, so yeah, which is great for opera.
Australia's High Commissioner in the UK, John Dowth, says it's a tremendous and rare honour to be farewelled at Westminster Abbey. Its last memorial service for an Australian was for former Prime Minister Sir Robert Menzies in 1978.
Those of us old enough to remember that extraordinary first performance of Lucia de Lammermoor at the Royal Opera in the late 50s will forever treasure her in our hearts.
Her voice may be gone, but the echoes will long linger. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.
The remarkable voice of Dame Joan Sutherland flooding London's Westminster Abbey.